If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I'm supposed to know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you have a different perspective. You buy the pay-per-views, or do you? Bottom line is, I open up the toll-free listener line at the top of each hour. The number, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text us here in the studio? Don't want to go on the air? I understand. That number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, the news this week, Gervonta Davis arrested. Again? Is this an old story? No, it's a new story. Domestic violence. Evidently, him and his girlfriend, his lady, his baby's mama, that kind of good stuff, all right? He's got two domestic violence cases going right now and a felony hit and run. This guy's headed for the slam. I don't know if Floyd Mayweather's money can keep him out of jail. And now he's no longer with Floyd Mayweather. So guess what? He's in deep doo-doo. I'm talking about Gervonta Davis. Boxing's PhD. Socrates Palmer will review the year in boxing. We'll talk about 2023 and more. We come up after the break. Once again, the toll-free listening line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And then again, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text me here in the studio. What do you think about 2022? 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's taking care of business today. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Before I bring in boxing's PhD Socrates Palm, I do want to bring up the Gervonta Davis incident. Of course, I said earlier, two domestic violence cases right now, and, of course, the felony hit and run. I think one took place in Florida, the other two where he lives. Bottom line is, the woman who accused Gervonta Davis of assault is now doing a 180. She says, he did not harm me or my daughter. Blah, 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 blah. The call she made to law enforcement was unnecessary. This is because her pocketbook has been threatened. Okay, you hear where I'm coming from? In other words, she's not going to, what do you mean? Child support? He ain't going to have no money? He can't fight? He's got to go to jail? Oh, he didn't hit me. I was a cop. I heard this crap all the time. I heard this spit all the time. When I say spit on the show, you know I mean spit with an H. I heard this all the time. I go to a house, I see some woman laid out, right? I mean, laid out. She'd been blumped up. I said, what happened to you? Oh, I fell down the stairs. You fell down the stairs and got a black eye? You fell down the stairs and popped your lip? You fell down the stairs and cracked your ribs? Come on. And I call ambulances for him, okay? So there was a couple of times there, it got late in my career, this and that, I guess in the late 80s, and I would see these guys, and they'd lump up their old ladies, and I would just book them. I'd just grab them and book them, and I'd take them to the station, and the lieutenant would say to me, yeah, you brought him in here, and she's not pressing charges. I said, to hell with it. We'll hold them overnight or something like that and see what the DA does with them in the morning. But the bottom line is, you had to get these guys out of the house, and back in my era, you didn't get them out of the house. Anyway, domestic violence seems to be Gervonta Davis's going to say, he seems a major in that. He just lumping up women. That's what he wants to do. But I've heard that this woman, the Vanessa Poso, the mother to Tank's daughter, I heard she did some vile things as well. And I'm not trying to say this isn't a two-way street. But listen, you give street urchin money and you ask him to be responsible and you wonder why he isn't? Think about that. You give a street urchin money and you want him to be responsible with it and you wonder why he isn't? A street urchin. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to Brooklyn and bring in the Brooklyn Bomber. Of course, I'm talking about Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Ready to ring in the new year.
Okay, I don't have to bail you out, do I?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay, good. Just checking.
Bracelets for me.
Yeah, I remember when at one point in time, I had a connection with a bail bondsman here in town. His name was Al Graff. And I used to, my buddies would call me up or I would arrest people and I'd tell them, go see Al Graff. I'd arrest him when I had the bail bonds card in my pocket. I got a cut of that. Oh, did I say that on the air? Oh, did I say that? Yeah, anyway. Gervonta, the woman's dropped her complaints, this and that. But, you know, I'm going to say this. I read in one of my posts on Facebook that she had done some really vile things regarding his toothbrush. Did you read anything about his toothbrush? Yeah.
I read and I saw pictures. The young lady it seems like a very toxic relationship. You know, it's being speaking from personal experience.
She be my baby's mama.
Yeah, she took. Well, the baby was definitely a an accessory to this vile act. She apparently took his toothbrush and cleaned the baby's derriere with it and filled it all up with feces and the tongue scraper. She spit on him. Apparently, she lunged at him.
And why is not? Why isn't she in jail? Because here's what's up. Bingo. If I'd have went to somebody's house, I remember I went to a house one time and this dude was all lumped up. It looked like Gervonta Davis had beaten him up, okay? And she was standing in the corner, huffing and puffing. I booked her. I mean, there was no question about it. The female partner I was with is going, "What are you doing?" I said, "Shut up. We don't know. You don't know what time it is, man. What, we're not going to book a woman?" Because she did the same thing. So women are vile as well, but continue.
Well, you know, as you said earlier, she's done a complete 180. We don't know. There's her story, his story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth, right? It seems like this is a volatile relationship. She's a fiery woman, and she seems very unstable. But she's stable enough to know that you can't mess up the bag. And if this fight gets canceled, with Showtime, by the way, and Mr. Steven Espinoza, who I've never met him personally, but his acts are that of a hypocrite because he got Rolly Romero out of a big fight for allegations, you know, and this time he had the gun to his head, and whether or not he was going to pull the plug on this show, he never said a peep. Now, you are guilty until proven innocent, right? That's the beauty of this country, the legal system. And there was not a peep heard from Steven Espinoza. So now by this young lady doing a 180, like you said, the fight will go on. And
this is choreographed. You know, this is obviously choreographed. It appears to me, I mean, from a policeman's perspective, from an investigator's perspective, from an investigative reporter's perspective, she's just trying to cover her ass so she can get that money. It's all about that money, man. She messed with her bottom line. And the bottom line is, right, if he goes to jail, she's not going to be able to live a lavish lifestyle.
That's right. And the only reason it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt is because he has that history. There's a video, I don't know if it's the same girl or not, at a basketball game, he grabs her by the arm or by the hair, and he takes her out of her seat. So it's not like, you know, it's hard to not be cynical and to give him the benefit of the doubt in this case.
You don't have to like boxers to appreciate their skills. I'll put that out front, okay? This guy's a piece of work. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the felony hit and run when people got hurt, a pregnant lady I think was involved with that one, but people got hurt in that car accident. Of course, two domestic violence cases. He's had some other scrapes where he's got away from things. I don't think he's getting away from it this time, Socrates. I think Donald Trump, I think finally his day has come.
Well, you know, I think whoever's around him better make their money off of him
now,
quick, because his shelf life seems to be hitting that expiration date. And it's a shame because he's a very talented young man. I enjoy watching him inside the ring.
We do.
You know, he's must-watch TV. You know, he's got that eraser. And he's in an era that he can really make a lot of big paydays against other young fighters in their prime. Mainly, you know, he's got the Ryan Garcia fight looming. They talked about, Ryan taking a tune-up in between. No, you got to take that fight now because it may never happen.
But here's what's up. I mean, the tune-up he was going to take was against Mercito Guest of the Philippines. You know how long Mercito's been a professional?
Longer than Ryan?
20 years.
Yeah.
Could we find a younger guy? Daniel's available in the other room. If I get him to wait, I'll let him do it.
And credit. I mean, this guy that Tank is fighting next week is not a bum.
No,
you know, he's a very solid opponent.
Hector Luis Garcia, undefeated, good, decent skills. He can pop a little bit, but of course, as you talked about that eraser of Gervonta Davis, he just erases guys. Bang, you can be beating him on points, and you can't be beating him on points. One or the other, he knocks you with that left hand, and usually that's lights out. What, 28 and 27-0, 25 knockouts? I guess that sort of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Absolutely, you know, and yeah, you know, it's not like he's knocking out King Kong and Godzilla, but he's still knocking these guys out, you know. Several years ago when he burst on the scene, he destroyed Pedraza, and Pedraza's still a credible fighter to this day.
And listen, and Raleigh Romero, for all this talk and this braggadocio, Raleigh's not a bad fighter.
He's awkward, he's big, he's strong, and he succumbed to the power as well. You know that. So Tank has that type of power. You know, I've heard guys say that they've seen Tank put down welterweights and middleweights in sparring. You know, it's that type of, you know, transcendent power that comes along, you know, every once in a while. And his biggest enemy seems to be the man in the mirror.
Okay, man in the mirror. Now speaking of punking, I think that's a punk move by Ryan Garcia not to fight Mercedo Guest. I mean, the guy's old. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, is that that much of a risk that you didn't want to fight him? Or you know, I think Ryan's got to the point where, and I hate to say it like this, but I've seen it many, many times. It was the holidays. I didn't want to train. I'm honest to God. That's where I think this. Mm. That's where I really think this was at.
Mm. It's possible.
No, I think it's likely. Come on, man. I mean, all props to Joe Goose and this and that, but, you know, you're going to put him in a fight. He's been rusty in his last couple of fights. One fight, he threw a left hook and almost flew out of the ring. You remember? Did you see that punch?
Yes. And Oscar De La Hoya criticized it. You know, he had said that he would like to have seen him take a fight in between instead of just sitting on, you know, sitting on his hand and waiting for the Tank fight to happen. So, you know, eventually we will find out, you know, if it hurts him or not.
Why is everybody in boxing rooting? I mean, the girls are rooting for Ryan, but everybody in boxing is rooting for Tank, even though with his street urchin background, the fact he might be in jail after the fight, all that kind of good stuff, if the fight happens at all in April or May. But the bottom line is people don't like Ryan Garcia anymore.
They never did. I think he's a very polarized. He's a polarizing dude. You know, it's like you said. He's got his, obviously, he's got his fan base that made him a star before the boxing public really knew about him. You know, he's got this teeny bop matinee.
Does he do nude photos too? I mean, here's what's up. I hear he's selling photos. He told me he said, quote, he can make more money on social media than he can boxing. So is he selling like semi nude pictures of himself or pictures of Daniel? What's going on here? How can he make money? How do you make money on social media?
Well, if you're not showing your ass, I mean, you know, I don't know how either. Sometimes these desperate people just want a conversation, and apparently that's part of like these subscriptions, that you actually do have direct contact with these people. You know, they're not a sponsor, so I don't want to, you know, say the name, but, you know, these fan sites, that's what they sell, right? That you're getting that interaction. And people love idol worshiping, right?
Good point. You are tuned to Ring Talk, idol worshiping, 2016 election. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Little tower of power to the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I want to mention that next Sunday... did I stutter there? Yes, I think I did. I want to mention next Sunday I will be doing an expanded edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on brain damage. So I'll bring in a brain doctor, Dr. Netan Sethi, of course, the head doctor for the New York State Athletic Commission. I've got some questions. I'm going to put him on the spot. Let me put it to you like this. A recent Canadian study has shown that MMA fighters are 300% more likely to get brain damage and be punch drunk and get CTE than boxers, and 200% more likely to get CTE or brain damage than NFL football players. Bottom line is, Dana White is a pimp, and he's killing people at the same time. But I'll get into that in depth next week. Now, we go back to the line in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, the Bronx Bomber. I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. Sock, what were some of the highlights of 2022 in your mind?
You know what, Pedro? When you had asked me before coming on the air to think of some stuff about 2022, and you know, I would be disingenuous if I didn't say I had a hard time. So, with that said, I feel 2022 was a disappointment for boxing. It could have been really good, and it was really like a C. I have to give it. Just running down, I would say my top five moments, I'll go in ascending order. Bam Rodriguez, you know, he had three wins this year. He's really emerging as one of the future faces of boxing at 22 years of age. He's the youngest world champ. He won the title this year and had two defenses and looks like sky's the limit, especially now with Inunue leaving 118. I could see him eventually, you know, eating a few more tacos and growing into 118 and going after a belt at bantamweight. He's really a must-watch fighter.
Let's hook him up with Juan Francisco Estrada.
I think that's definitely got to happen in 2023. That's definitely one of the fights to look forward to.
Because he fought beyond our expectations in that last fight. I mean, he just did. Coming alive, you said to yourself, man, it looks like the other old guys picking up rounds there at the end. And then at the end, he came back and he made a statement. He made a statement in that 12th round. He went after Chocolito, okay? He went after him and he got him, okay? I mean, he went after him, he got him, and made contact. So he made a statement, Mr. Estrada did. So where do you think he lies? These guys are at 115?
Yeah, 115. There's no, I mean, that's the logical move.
I never thought I could get excited about jockeys fighting each other. I can't, you know, with big pillows on to boot. Anyway, speaking of Inouye, is he done at 118? You said he's moving to 22?
that's what he said after unifying his last time out. And all roads lead to Philadelphia, you know, with Fulton being the man at 122 right now. So that's something that can happen at in 2023. Inoue has star power, you know, and that's very important in boxing. And it's going to be interesting to see the negotiations. Does Stephen Fulton dare to risk to be great in the light of the rising sun to defend his titles? Because let's face it, Inoue doesn't necessarily need him, you know. He's already the star.
Okay,
so Fulton is a very good fighter, but he doesn't have the cachet that Inoue brings.
Yeah, but here's what's up with the monster, okay? He's going to come over to the United States, and he's not going to draw here in the United States. You know what he's going to do?
Right.
He's going to draw Japanese people to come over to the United States and watch him fight. That's the whole scam here. And the Japanese people don't realize it yet, but they're going to get conned. He's going to fight some guy over here that probably isn't a whole lot, but he'll fight over here in the U.S., and he'll get the Japanese people to come over, and they'll do a relatively small crowd, somewhere around 5,000 people, but I don't expect him to be packing no T-Mobile arena.
No, I don't think there's going to be necessarily a Manny Pacquiao effect, you know, as far as the Asian market in boxing here in the United States. But I'm sure that they could find the right opponent and more importantly, the right location, you know, to showcase Inoue here in the States.
Okay. I never thought I'd be getting excited about 100. Well, all right, I asked you about some of the good things of boxing that happened in 2022. Mm-hmm. We've got a few minutes. Any bad things happen?
Well, probably the worst thing that happened is the fights that didn't happen. that's the worst thing, I think. We've talked about it at nauseam. The welterweight division, Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, the world is waiting.
No. We're talking new guys now. We're talking the kid from Philadelphia and Virgil Ortiz.
Boots.
I have moved past Boots Ennis. I have moved past Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence. I just moved past them.
You know who else too? This kid Ellis is don't overlook Rashidi Ellis.
Yeah,
he seems like he's probably on that. We don't know how good he is. We don't know how good any of these guys are because let's face it, they haven't fought in any fights that you say, damn, this guy's got a shot to win. No, you know they've been brought up the right way, but we see the talent is there. Hopefully, one of them emerges in 2023 to take the lead and. The guys that the old guard, Spence and Crawford, they're going to be left behind because they're only getting older and neither one of them are household names. And it's a fight that they both need each other at this point in their career. It's for their legacy.
Speaking of welterweight, it's a super welterweight WBC title holder, that 6'5" guy, Sebastian Fedora. I asked him, could he make 147 to fight Errol Spence or Terrence Crawford? And he said, given the right amount of time, he could. How the hell could you be 6'5" and make 147? I have problems making 147. I'd have problems making 147 right now. It would be a struggle.
Wow. And he just had a birthday the other day, I saw on Instagram. Wow. That would be something. That could be something that could happen as a plan B.
His girlfriend's about as big as Daniel.
Really?
Well, he's got a big Indian girlfriend. I mean, I don't mean she's big like heavyweight. I mean, like she's tall, like a big tall tennis player or something like that. Okay, she's tall like him. But I saw him in Mexico, and they had a great time, and they were good people to be around, no doubt about that. So let's go back to Ryan Garcia for a second. Is he the disappointment? Is he the biggest disappointment of 2022, the fact that he – just didn't step up when he had the chance to do it all by himself? In other words, he's got a lot of people looking at him, but if he's not doing nothing, it doesn't count.
You know what? There's a lot of room on that podium for as far as biggest disappointments. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's all Ryan Garcia. How about the demise of Teofimo Lopez?
Oh, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because my favorite guy, but every once in a while I agree with Teddy Atlas. Teddy Atlas says, not only has Teofimo not progressed, he's regressed.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's funny you said that. Teddy's a polarizing dude. He's the type of guy that he needs in his corner. I really believe that Teddy Atlas.
I think you're right.
Kind of right the ship. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big Teddy Atlas fan, and Teddy knows why. I mean, personally, person to person, you know what I mean? Person to person. He got in my face one time and I backed him off at a press conference and he knew right then and there that this was not the guy to mess with.
sometimes people call you bluff, and you got to let them know if you feel froggy, jump.
I told them, man. I said, this ain't no West Coast ghetto. Anyway, the bottom line is he realized it. I squared up on him. I was ready to throw. You ready? Let's do it. You know, enough of that. Devin Haney and Lomachenko. It's a go. Is it going to be in Oakland?
In Oakland? Why? Why would it be in Oakland?
Well, Haney says he wants to fight in Oakland. You know, they could always sell ringside tickets for $25 in Oakland.
I don't think Lomachenko's going anywhere near Oakland. not even for an A's game. There's no way that fight happens in any place other than Vegas or New York.
Okay, speaking of Oakland, who wins, the Raiders or the 49ers?
Oh boy, you better have extra security. I am a bleeding Raider fan, and it's gonna be. I'm gonna have to throw up because that stadium in Vegas is gonna be 80% 49er fans. The Raiders are a mess right now.
Let me tell you this. Listen, just win, baby. Al Davis was so cool to be around. I was able to sit and watch the fights with him a couple different times over at Ricky's Sports Theater, him and Jack Tatum, a couple of the other Raiders. But the bottom line is, man, just win, baby. I mean, he would say that during the fights. Just win, baby. I mean, when you heard him say that, it was Al Davis.
He lived the gimmick, right? There's no other word.
Good way to put it. Anyway, have a good week. We will come back next week with a Splam Bang show. Of course, as I said, there will be much attention next week on the world of CTE. So we'll talk about that in depth. But the bottom line is you have a great week. When did the mail show up? When did the final mail show up? Did it show up before Christmas or Monday?
A couple of days after. But thank you so much.
That's what I get for paying for the extra. You know what? I should have just put it in an envelope. Bottom line is tell the kid I love her. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. All the best in 2023. Thank you, Ring Talk.
This is the great Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
That pause? Daniel's like ready to jump off a bridge. It's a Sports Byline Computers. It's like he had, hey, computer, wake up. And the meter goes, oh, okay. Oh, we got it back on the air. And bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the antiquated Sports Byline Studios. And that's a compliment. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, of course. What are we, 37, 38 years now? Wow, knocking out all bums. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has. Straight up, let's talk a little boxing. Of course, heavyweights, 154,000 people bought tickets to watch Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champ. Was he 38-0 now, 30-0, something like that. Bottom line is, of course, he took part Derek Chisora in the 11th round. A fortnight ago, 154,000 people watched him fight Daniel. That's what basically would have boiled down, because Chisora had, you know, no chance, like Don King said, Slim and none, and Slim was out of town. Okay, but he was game. They went for 12 rounds. They went for 11 rounds. And at the end of the day, Tyson Fury sold 154,000 tickets. Who can sell those kind of tickets? Well, guess what? Him and this other Brit by the name of Joe Joyce. Joe Joyce is 37 years old. He's undefeated. I think he's got one of those belts. But the bottom line, he's 37 years old. He's like 15-0, like 10 or 11 knockouts. He can punch. But he is the most robotic fighter I've ever seen in my life. I mean, in the last 25 years, I can't think of anybody. He makes Vladimir Klitschko look like Sugar Ray Robinson. That's how robotic he is. I mean, like, I mean, he's robotic. He's easy to beat. He's 37 years old. He's the guy. In fact, if there was an easy fight right now for Tyson Fury, that's it. Take Joe Joyce. But he's talking about, of course, the fight with Oleg Usyk, the undefeated guy from the Ukraine. Of course, got all those belts, got like four or five belts. And, of course, Tyson Fury has the WBC belt and the Ring Magazine belt, all the other belts, supposedly, except for the one that Joe Joyce has. Joe Joyce got like some points of it. Bottom line is the WBA is fractioning their title into about 15, 20 different champions. And that's why they were in trouble with the Association of Boxing Commissions. And they keep saying they're trying to rectify that situation, have one champion in each weight class. But, of course, they're having issues with that. But the bottom line is they are the world of bunko and anarchy, the WBA. And, of course, I'm sponsored in part by the WBC, so I do want to mention that. Back to Teddy Atlas. Of course, he said that Teofimo Lopez has not progressed. He's regressed. I mean, that was pretty obvious. You can see Lopez going downhill with his father in his corner. You could just see it. It was a train wreck. And it was a car out of control going downhill with no brakes. That's what it was. And they got, you know, they got by one fight. They got by two fights. But guess what? They lost to George Kambosos, who turned out to be a little bit more than average. And I was lauding Kambosos because he beat Lopez. And then I watched Kambosos. Kambosos can't fight much. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Okay? But against Teofimo Lopez, he knocks him down. He gets knocked down himself in the 10th round when he came back. But the bottom line is they traded knockdowns. Teofimo definitely lost that fight, of course. And then Teofimo in his last fight against the Sandor Martin from, I think he's from Spain. But the bottom line is, I heard him saying, he was on film, he's had his arms on the ropes after the fight. He says, do I still have it? That's what he said himself. Do I still have it? It was a question mark. He was asking himself that question. Do I still have it? And the question is, no, it's time to go. It's time to go away. You're done. You peaked out, no doubt about that. I wish you the very best, man. But guess what? I don't want you to get hurt. And when I say get hurt, I'm thinking about guys with CT. And I'll get into that in depth next week. But I'm telling you, guys that fight into their 30s are definitely asking for it. Why do I say that? Because I've been around guys. Ken Norton, former WBC heavyweight title holder at one point in time when Muhammad Ali didn't want to fight him the third time and fought Leon Spinks instead after losing to Spinks. But the bottom line is Ken Norton, I was around Ken a lot, and Ken was showing early signs of CTE when I was around him, but I didn't realize it then. I mean, he would be truculent, he was moody, I mean, he would act foolish, he would forget things, he wouldn't be on time for certain things. These were the early signs of CTE. And then I had a gig where I was in in Miami Beach, and Ken Norton came in, and we're giving him $5,000 to shake hands. $5,000 to shake hands. Actually, we wanted him to shake hands with this one dude that was a president of the hotel. He had all the money. So we're bringing Ken Norton in for $5,000 to take a picture with one guy, right? So he took the picture with the guy. After that, I didn't need him. But the bottom line is, he took the picture with the guy, and I was supposed to give him the $5,000, and I said to him, listen, I got a check for $35,000 from the hotel. I said, you're going to get the money. I said, I can cash it as soon as the first fighter steps in the ring. I said, but the bell's got to ring and the card's got to start before the check's any good. I go, and they'll cash it for me here at the hotel. So they're going to give me the cash at 8 o'clock on Saturday night or shortly after. So this is on the day of the fight. So Ken Norton says, F you, I'm getting out of here. So he left. Guess what? We split up the $5,000. I got $1,500. Hey, Ken, that was on you. And, of course, Ken Norton, another time when he was taunting Muhammad Ali in Sacramento, California, I said to him, I was ready to go off on him, man. I mean, he was punking Ali out, trying to punk Ali out. And Ali knew it. Ali knew it, that I was about to do something. And I meant to make my move to Ken, and he put his hand in between us. He said to Ken Norton, he goes, you know, champ, he goes, that last fight, you might have got the best of it. And then Ken Norton, after screaming for all those years, I got robbed, I got robbed, I got robbed, he started crying like a little girl. That's right, he started crying. He was emotional. Ken Norton got emotional when Muhammad Ali put him on the spot. Bottom line is, Ken Norton had early signs of CTE, without a doubt. Now, back to the world heavyweight champion right now, Tyson Fury. 154,000 seats, fights with Joe Joyce. He could sell that out again. They could sell 300,000 people. They could sell an arena with 300,000 seats in it if they had it. In the UK, they could. Of course, they're going to take the fight with Oleg Usyk to the probably Saudi Arabia or Dubai. If you've ever been to Dubai or Saudi Arabia, you don't want to go back. I can't believe that people say, oh, I love Dubai. What did you like about Dubai? It's 115 degrees in the wintertime. What did you like about it? The fact that women smell so nice? Is that what you like when you walk by a woman? Whoa, what was that? Halibut? I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. It's a country, the whole Middle East is nothing but low gene. That's what it was to me. Low gene. Men and women practicing low gene. 115 degrees, couldn't get their act together no matter what. And this was the wintertime. That's what they brought me over there to win. They wanted me to run a con on somebody over there, and I wouldn't do it. Bottom line is, of course, I went to the airport. Promoter Harold Smith, of course, a convicted felon, without a doubt. I have to mention that. But he tried to cancel my airline ticket. I just bought a ticket cash. I'm like, hey, you know, $1,500. I'm getting on the plane. I'm not leaving. I'm not staying. They thought I would stay. They thought if they took away my airline ticket that I wouldn't get on the plane and leave, and I would stay and do the television production the next day. I wasn't doing it because I knew it was a setup to burn somebody out of some money. I wasn't getting involved with something crooked. Bottom line is Oleg Usyk and Terrence Crawford and Tyson Fury are going to end up in Saudi Arabia or the Dubai. Of course, Tyson Fury now 34 years old. Usyk is 35 years old. Of course, 20-0, former cruiserweight title holder, a guy that moved up from 200 pounds to 225, 230 pounds. People say he doesn't have a chance because size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And this is combat sports, not pornography. And the bottom line is, you know, but probably Tyson Fury at 6'10" probably beats him in a porno movie too. I mean, come on. I mean, 6'10" to 6'2", come on. Bottom line is he's not hiding anything. At the end of the day, though, it looks like an easy win for Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, guess who was in the news this week? Riddick Bowe, former world heavyweight champion, 1988 Olympic silver medalist, lost to Lennox Lewis, got dogged in the Olympics by Lennox Lewis, okay? And, of course, he was the guy that was, when he was the WBC champion, went to England, took the WBC belt with him, Daniel, went to England and dumped it in a garbage can. He says, I'm not fighting Lennox Lewis. And he dumped the belt in the garbage can, okay? So Lennox Lewis ended up fighting for the title anyway. Riddick Bowe ended up fighting Andrew Gallada not once but twice, okay? He won by disqualification both times when Gallada hit him in the nuts. But Gallada was kicking his ass. Gallada was just kicking his ass. So this week, Riddick Bowe said, you know, I saw him at the WBC convention a few weeks ago, and he and I don't mix too well because I brought up the fact that he said on the show that he had built a kitchen in his bedroom. And I asked him, why would you do that? He said, why do I have to go downstairs to get something to eat? So he built a kitchen in his bedroom. He said he denies that now. But the bottom line is, he, at one point in time, was really entertaining. We did an entire segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide when he was Muhammad Ali. He did Muhammad Ali perfect. He'd do a lot of different voices, but we did a whole segment with him as Muhammad Ali. Anyway, this week, Riddick Bowe said he would break Tyson Fury's ribs. Listen, man, you were a coward. You went all the way over to England to dump your title belt in a garbage can before you went and met the Pope. And the Pope said, "Who is this guy?" You're not Muhammad Ali, but that's what Rock Newman and his manager wanted to make him into, the next Muhammad Ali. He wasn't nothing. He was undisciplined. Somebody said to me yesterday, you know, in passing, he said, you know, Riddick Bowe. No, Riddick Bowe was ridiculous. And why do I say ridiculous? Is that he had all the tools. He was 6'5". He could punch. He could reach. He could box. Okay, he had a good chin. He could take a good shot. And he had Eddie Futch in his corner, the great Eddie Futch. But like Eddie Futch left. Undisciplined. You couldn't get this guy to go along with the plan. You just couldn't. Of course, he went to 300 pounds a couple of times. When I saw him in Mexico, he had to be about 290 or 300 pounds. When I did one of his fights in Oklahoma, Shawnee, Oklahoma, or Miami, Oklahoma, one of those towns up there. I can't remember which one it was. But the bottom line is, he walked over to me after not going to the weigh-in. He walked over to me as a ring announcer. He said, "Announce my weight is 259 pounds. I said, "Man, you got to be kidding me. You're not 259 pounds anyway." He goes, "Announce it at 259. And he walked away. So I didn't announce his weight at all. I announced him as a former heavyweight champion. Well, anyway, Riddick Bowe said he would break Tyson Fury's ribs. Listen, man, you got to be kidding me. If you ran away from Lennox Lewis, as big as Lennox Lewis was, and he was bigger than you, if you ran away from Lennox Lewis, you're going to run from Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury would spank you. So Riddick Bowe, please just go away. Top 10 pound for pound, who is the fighter of the year for 2022? Some people are saying Dmitry Bivol, of course, coming off that win, now 21-0, the WBA light heavyweight title holder, 32 years old, coming off that win this year over Canelo Alvarez. But, you know, the guy at 175 really is Artur Bitabev, the WBC champion, 18-0, 18 knockouts. That's why, you know, I mean, Canelo's a WBC guy. He talks about being from Mexico and all that kind of good stuff, right? WBC from Mexico. But he didn't fight the WBC champion at 175. He fought the WBA champion at 175. Coincidence? No. Because Bitabev is like a monster. He does three things. He trains, he's into religion, and he raises his family. That's all he does. That's all those three things on his mind. And straight up, I think he's the best 175-pounder in the world. So Rage's progress, of course, coming back this year and winning the WBC super lightweight title. He's now 28-1. Of course, lost that fight to Josh Taylor. That was a bit of a surprise, but he went across the pond and lost across over the seas. Speaking of Josh Taylor, he's going to hook it up with Jack I can't think of anyway. They're going to do that in, it looks like, February or March. Of course, that rematch, Jack Catterall. And, of course, at 140 pounds, Josh Taylor was a man at one point in time, but not anymore. It looks like Rage's progress is a guy at 140 now. 147, do we need to talk about 147 anymore? I'm getting tired of talking about 147. Forget those guys, man. You want to talk about Boots Ennis or Virgil Ortiz, we can talk about 147. 147, Terrence Crawford and Earl Spence, those guys combined are 67 years old. I don't need to see two guys with a combined age of 67 years old fighting out in the fight of the year, because it ain't the fight of the year. John Ryder, talk about him defending this WBA, or this one of his super middleweight titles, now 32-5, bit of a club fighter, I thought, from the UK. They want him to fight against Demetrius Andrade. Andrade, of course, the undefeated lad from Massachusetts, has had a whole bunch of WBO belts. Says he doesn't want to fight him for 150 grand. Listen, man, listen, when you're a piece of spit fighter and nobody wants to see you fight outside of your brother and your sister, and nobody will buy a ticket to come see you, and you got no TV ratings, and all you got is an O next to your record, and you got no names on your record, you go fight for the 150 grand. Okay, you work out something, can I get a cut of American TV or something like that? But you know what, though? If you got a cut of American TV, there wouldn't be any American TV for Demetrius Andrade, because nobody wants to watch him. He's the dullest fighter from 154 to 168 pounds, without a doubt. I mean, why doesn't he want to fight David Morrell, the WBA champion, that Cuban? He's a monster. I think he's knocking out everybody. Or David Benavidez, 28-0, 23-25, 23-23 knockout, something like that, of course, coming to us from Arizona. I think pound for pound, he might be the king of boxing. He just might be. He's tall, he's rangy, he's Mexican, okay? And he can do the Mexican-American act if need be. In other words, the Mexicans will tune in to watch him. And of course, he'll beat Canelo, without a doubt. If he couldn't beat Canelo, Canelo would have fought him by now. Canelo's looking to have a tune-up fight in May and then maybe fight somebody of note in September. Bottom line is, Canelo, it's time to stick a fork in you, like Daniel. You know, you ain't fighting no more. I'm sticking a fork in you. I think Canelo Alvarez is done. I mean, absolutely done. You can't be no more done than he is. Did you see him against Triple G the last time? He looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy. He didn't look like an athlete. He looked more like an athletic supporter. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining red. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Mom said it wasn't bragging when you're telling the truth, but don't tell the truth too often, people, Pete, because people don't like honesty. What? What do you mean by that, Mom? What do you mean by that? We're on the way to a press conference one time. That's what she told me. She goes, you know, be honest, but don't be too honest. Why? Because people don't like honesty. I mean, just shut up. Just go there and shut up, okay? Just go there and shut up. Bottom line is, I went there and I was humble. I wanted to go there and destroy my opponent. I remember she told me, you beat him up once, Pete. You don't need to go beat him up at the press conference. His family's going to be there. I've been on the other side of these beatings. I don't like it. You know? So the bottom line is, don't do this to him. I said, okay, Mom. Bottom line is, Ray Vargas, somebody said to me, the WBC 126-pound champion, why don't I ever talk about him? 36-0, 22 KOs. Of course, he moved up from 122. He's going to fight Shaquille Foster. I think that's going to go down in February. I just brought him up, didn't I? Bottom line is, Gervonta Davis is going to fight Hector Luis Garcia next week. Of course, that's going to go down on Showtime. They say it's Showtime pay-per-view. Some people are saying Showtime. I'm saying if you got a Fire Stick or something like that, find your way to watch it. Listen, let's be honest. Nobody's watching pay-per-view anymore. Everybody's watching it like I do with a pair of binoculars. I live next door to Daniel, okay? So I look through Daniel's window. Daniel buys all these pay-per-views. He's a sucker. He buys all these pay-per-views. So I'm looking through the window with binoculars. And then I set the binoculars up and I transfer them to my computer screen. We have, you know, like I'm sitting there watching the fight, so it's cool. Like I can do that. Right. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm not paying for pay-per-view. I'm not doing it. I'm tired. When the Zone went the other way on me, they went back to Army, said they were going to charge for pay-per-view after going, you know, announcing in 3 years ago that they were never going to charge for pay-per-view, and then they charged for pay-per-view. Well, they get my money for the Zone, but they'll never get any money from me as far as their pay-per-view. So the bottom line is, it's a cold, cold world, but I don't think these guys are going to make much money. I don't know where they must be making money overseas, because in the United States, I don't know anybody that's buying pay-per-view. Straight up, we'll get into MMA, of course, the problems with CTE, chronic traumatic esophageal. Anyway, you know, bottom line is brain damage next week. This has been a good year. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I miss Scott Cuddy. I want to say hello to Daniel. Of course, he's my great producer on Saturdays and on Sundays. We've had the great Bailey Peck, the impeccable one, of course, stepping in for Anthony, who's doing the Super Bowl or the Super Bowl, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, this is Ring Talk, a production of Sports Byline. Thank you for tuning in. 2023 will rock.